K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the gospel in plain English.
So it is very important for me to watch for your soul. So we're lifting you up in prayers. Some of you are believing God for miracles in your household. My job is not just to teach the word. My job is threefold. I lead, I feed, and I watch over. I am very, very clear in what my assignment is. This is probably the least of what I do during the week. So most of our time is devoted to study and prayer. So we are confident in God that God, who has started the good work in your life, He is able to finish it until the day of Jesus Christ. So don't go to hospital with fear, believing that somebody is standing in the gap for you. Don't go to any job interview being intimidated. You're not in that hospital by yourself. The Holy Ghost is there. You're not before that employer by yourself. The Holy Ghost is there. And your man of God, your women of God, they're lifting you up in prayer. That's the least we can do. All right? And thanks to you for your faithfulness, we have about 400 people here. But please don't be fooled by what you see. There's a truckload of people who are live streaming. We live in a very lazy generation. So it's very convenient. So, but the good news is that our church is growing. We don't want them to not go to church. So we have to take the gospel to them. Amen. Some people are at home right now relaxing. In fact, some family told me, we find it more easy for us as a family to sit down together and just watch you. But that's all right. So in the spirit, God honors that. So, and also our giving online is going up too. So, God is faithful to this church. Thanks to all these men and women of God, we appreciate your ministry. Amen. Every time you stand up there, some are singing, some are teaching, some are pastoring, this is a wealth of blessing. They're writing books, they're on radio. You see, they're teaching the word of God. They're leading prayer. It's a joy when I can just come in and just sit down and see the glory of God in their lives. Will you help me thank God for every one of them? Come on, help me thank God. That's our way of saying thank you for your ministry. We love you and we are grateful. You may be seated. Glad to see our councilman in the house. Amen. Councilman Jules Green. He's part of the family now. Amen. We thank God. Do we have any guests in the house today? Any guests? Will you please let me see your hand? We love you, ma'am. Thank you so much. We love you, my sister. Amen. Amen. What a blessing. We are so honored to see you in the house. After church today, please stop by the guest center in the lobby. We have a gift for you. This is our way of saying thank you for visiting Zion Hill. Amen. Are you all happy to see our guest today? Come on now. Well, let's all get up. Let's walk around and say hello to each other. Just find somebody, shake their hand, and love on them. Thank them for being in church today. Hallelujah. a fellowship. What a joy divine. We are living on the everlasting arm. For the reading of this scripture. The book is Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through verse 11. I need more volume on this microphone. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 through verse 11. If you find it, please say amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That's all right, Lord. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Please remain standing. Our Father and our God, we are grateful for the word of God. I wonder where we will be without your word. Thank you for the illumination. Thank you for direction for living. Thank you for the opportunity to know you as our Savior, as our Father. Father God, speak to our heart this morning. Holy Spirit, reveal yourself in a very special way. Do what no other man can do in our lives. And we'll be careful to give you all the glory. Father God, I step back so you can step up. Glorify yourself in this house. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Today I begin a series of teaching titled The Name of Jesus. I hear the Lord say, teach about it and write a book on it. So I am on an assignment. The question must be asked, why are we teaching on the name of Jesus? Well, one obvious reason is that we have been getting a lot of calls lately. A lot of calls for prayer. A lot of calls and requests for healing. Financial breakthrough. That's my secretary in the background saying, yes, Lord, because she gets the calls. So she's a witness to what I'm talking about. So when all these calls comes in, I begin to seek the heart of God. What do we do? And these are not just members of this church. It looks like Zion Hill now pastored the whole community. So we cannot turn anybody down. But I hear the Lord say, remind my people about my name. You see, you cannot be everywhere. You cannot visit every room in the hospital. But my name is stronger than your feet. You see, just begin to remind my people that they can face the giant in the name of Jesus. So I stop by to begin this series by saying the name of Jesus is the only factor that guarantees result in your prayer life. I didn't say one of the factors. The only factor that guarantees result in your prayer life. God has a very interesting way of talking with me. I was in London not too long ago, ministering to people of God over there, and I noticed that I was trying to make a call back to the state. I have the right number, but I forgot the area code of where I'm calling. And the more I try, the more I got nowhere. Simply because I had the wrong area code. I submit to you this morning, as the Holy Ghost reminded me, the name of Jesus is the area code to get to God. Are you all still here this morning? I'm trying my best to make the word of God simple. God will not listen to your prayer or to my prayer except we pray in the name of Jesus. This is why the Bible says in John chapter 14, verse 14, if you ask anything in my name, I would do it. We have been blessed with a beautiful campus. I thank God for all what he has done through you, people of God. Amen. But as beautiful as all this campus is, not just this building, any of our campus, you can have the keys to get in the building. But if you don't have the code, in matters of minutes, the police will come and arrest you because you will set off the alarm system. The same thing in the spirit. You may try to access God, but if you don't have the access code, ladies and gentlemen, you will get nowhere. Please take note of our text for today. The Bible says God has highly exalted him. That's Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 now. He said, and he has given him a name that is above every name. Translation, it means whatever has a name, Jesus' name is above it. I tell people all the time, the Bible is really not complicated. If you would just take a deep breath and pay attention to what you're reading. The Bible says God has given him a name that is above every name. That means anything else that has a name must bow to the name of Jesus. Take note, he didn't tell me what will happen at the name of Buddha. Take note, he didn't tell me what will happen at the name of Muhammad. But the Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every knee, whatever you're faced with right now, is only but a knee. Every knee must bow at the name of Jesus. It means whatever has a knee. See, that's why I'm not scared of human beings, because they all got knees. I'm not scared of any animals either. They got knees. Every knee will bow at the name of Jesus. Ooh, God delivered me from people when I discovered that revelation. Ladies and gentlemen, then it says, every knees. Then you have to ask yourself the question, how many knees out there? White knees must bow. Black knees must bow. Latino knees must bow. Russian knee must bow. Chinese, you can go on and on and on. Every knee must bow. It's not even maybe, it must bow. So you are not to be afraid of nobody. Are you still here? Then the Bible say things in heaven. In fact, the original translation said those in heaven, those on earth, those under the earth. I say, my God, my God. Then I ask myself the question, what are the things that are in heaven? Angels. That means you can speak invoke the power and authority of the name of Jesus, and even angels will bow before you. Of things on earth, what are the things on earth? What are those? Who are those on earth? Men and women. Your conviction, your faith in Jesus Christ, when you invoke the power and authority in the name of Jesus, men and women must bow before you. Today marks the end of trouble for you on your job, if you understand what I'm trying to teach you. I'm taking my time because I'm laying the foundation today. There is power in the name of Jesus. The Bible even says of things under the earth. Question, what is under the earth? Demonic forces. Here you are, you've been scared of witchcraft and witches. They have to bow at the name of Jesus. Listen, church, I say it all the time. I cannot be everywhere round the clock. But the name of Jesus It will go with you on your job. It will go with you on your... Ah! There is something about that name. It's the sweetest name I know. When you call on the name of Jesus, the Bible say everything heaven pays attention. Everything on earth, men and women, bow. Everything under the earth, even demons would tremble. That is why Acts chapter 4 verse 12 say, there is no other name given among men whereby men, women might be saved. Except. Good God Almighty. I like it when the Bible leaves no room for debate. Except the name of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, then you read on in verse 11, the Bible say, every tongue shall confess. You see, as I was reading the scripture, I asked myself, every tongue shall confess what? That he is Lord. Every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord. I don't know about you. He is Lord over my spirit. Jesus is Lord over my soul. He is Lord over my whole body. He's so much Lord that he can take a worthless person like me and make something beautiful out of me. Somebody shout, he is Lord. He's so much Lord that he can take every sickness, every disease present here, outside of here, anyone in your family, in your loved one. Jesus is so much Lord that by his stripes, you and your loved one can be healed right now. He is so much Lord that he is Lord over my bills. I'm going to make it so real today. He is so much Lord, I ain't scared of my employer. He is so much Lord, he's Lord over my job. He's Lord over my finances. He's Lord over my family. He's Lord over my children. He's Lord even in the midst of storm. Somebody shout, he is Lord. I may not be able to pay my bill. That's the truth, but he is still Lord. You know how I know? Because I listened to David one day. David said in the book of Psalms, chapter 37, verse 25, he said, hey, boo, once I was young, listen to an old man. I never seen the righteous forsaken. Their seed, their children's children will never, never beg for. If you receive that, shout amen. Amen. Somebody was trying to talk me to join another religion. I said, you're too late now. I've been fixed. My heart is fixed. My mind is made up. I'm going with Jesus all the way. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
There is power in that name. The Bible say he is Lord. He is the door. He is the way. He is the truth. He is life. He is Lord. He is everything that you ought to be in Christ. That's why we sing that song. It soothes. That soothes all my doubt. That calms all my fears. That's why I'm trying to encourage you to develop the boldness, the tenacity of being a child of God. The name of Jesus calms all your fear. It dries all your tears. Somebody shout, Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, if you know Jesus, you know a doctor in your sick room. Are you listening to me? That's all you need to know. When you know Jesus, you know the best doctor in your sick room. When you know Jesus, you know the best lawyer in your courtroom. When you know Jesus, you know bread on your table. Are you listening to me this morning? The only thing that matters, yes, sir, in your life today is Jesus Christ. Amen. If you know Jesus Christ, you know Father to every one of your children. You don't have to be in Chicago and be in California and be in Texas at the same time. Just know Jesus. Hallelujah. Does anybody know what I'm talking about here? Does anybody here know Jesus? Somebody shout Jesus. Quickly, what is in that name? I'm taking my time to lay the foundation for this series. What is in that name? Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says in Mark chapter 16, verse 17, that in that name, he said, "These signs shall follow them that believe." Then he said, "In my name." That's right, Pastor. He said, "You shall cast out devil." So when you think of what's in that name, the name of Jesus gives you the ability to cast out every devil that is trying to mess with your house, that is trying to mess with your mind, that is trying to mess with your children. Don't just stay there and let the devil whoop you. Some of you, you're having challenges with your loved ones. I wonder how many times a day do you invoke the power and authority in the name of Jesus? The Bible says, I didn't write it. He said, what is in that name? You have the ability in the name of Jesus to cast out. Some people just welcome the devil into their house. Acts chapter 3, verse 16. You know the story of a man at the gate called Beautiful. Peter says, "Silver and gold I don't have, but such as I have, I give unto you." What does he have? The name. Not only can you cast out devil, with the name of Jesus, you can get healing for your loved ones. Having the name of Jesus, using the name of Jesus is far more important than a bunch of people sitting around you and having a pity party with you. You walk into that hospital room declaring the name of Jesus. You walk out of the room declaring the name of Jesus. You are not a believer until somebody notices your tenacity to see your child saved, to see your child healed, to see your husband delivered. You look at Hannah. Hannah got on her knees. He said, "Oh no, devil not in this house." You can be making mouths when the devil is trying to beat you up. I had messed up one day. I got in a contract with some people trying to start a business. And then the business didn't work out. And then the bank said, "We're coming after everything you got." I said, "Huh?" They said, "The contract you signed is signed in solido." You see, those of you who are lawyers, you understand what I'm talking about. That means they don't even have to go after the rest of the people. They just single the one that's doing well. And then come after you. "Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus." Somebody shout Jesus. That's how I got out. sit down and let the devil take advantage of you. Take the Lord with you. On the highway, take him with you. On your place of employment, take him with you. On the road, take him with you. In the church house, take him with you. In the courthouse, take him with you. Who can stand before you when you call on that great name? Jesus. 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 Today I pray, you see, that man at the gate, beautiful. The Bible says he was lame, you know. Couldn't walk. And today I pray every weakness in your life. I pray that the Holy Ghost will convert it to strength. Somebody shout Jesus. In the name of Jesus we pray. Every weakness in your body. Weak eyes, weak knees, weak ears, weak back, anything that's what's wrong with that man. He was weak, he couldn't get up. I pray in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus, your weaknesses shall be converted to strength. Open your mouth, shout amen. Open your mouth, shout amen. Whatever constitutes weakness in your body, in my body, in the name of Jesus, you have strength. The Bible says, let the weak say. I don't know about you, every now and then I'll go, I'll get up, and my back will say, don't go. You ever see your body talk to you? And then my wife would notice something ain't right. Then my wife would say, are you all right? I say, I'm all right now. Jesus! That's right, sister. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Please, let's read that verse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The book is Acts chapter 3, verse 16. They asked them, they say, how did you all do this kind of miracle? How did you all have this kind of healing anointing? And they said, what you see happen to this lame man happened because of faith in the name of Jesus. In other words, you're not just supposed to shout it. You're not just supposed to say it. You have to release it. Releasing something means you're not just running your mouth. You are convinced that when you say Jesus, every knee before you must bow. Faith in the name. Today, in the name of Jesus, I repeat, anything that constitutes weakness shall be converted to strength. Notice in that verse, they say that, you see, faith in Jesus has given this man perfect soundness. Perfect soundness. When you see us pray concerning your health and we say nothing missing, nothing broken, that's what you read in the Word of God. Perfect soundness. Today, anything that appears unsound in your body, in your house, I pray that God will give you perfect soundness. Open your mouth, shout amen. Amen. That is the will of God for you. I don't know what came with you this morning. But I command every sickness, every disease that fool around and came with you to church, You're not going back home with it today in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, shout amen. If you receive, shout hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. We have victory in the name of Jesus. Amen. So that oppression in your life, in my life, that the doctor gave a name to. So I don't know about you, I've been to the doctor and they will tell me, this is the name. I say, doctor, you are doing well until you told me the name. Because God has highly exalted my Jesus and given him a name that is above every name. So what you just told me, Doc, is going down, going down, going down in the name of Jesus. Every now and then when I want to set myself up for a miracle and the doctor is talking and talking, I say, Doc, what is the name? Because I know there is a doctor that can fix every problem. There is a doctor that can heal every disease. There is a doctor. His name is Jesus. Amen, somebody. Acts chapter 4, verse 17. The Bible said the name of Jesus. I'm still talking to you about what is in that name. Not only is healing in the name, not only is power in the name, the Bible also said the name is a threat to every one of your enemies. In Acts chapter 4, verse 17, they call all those Jesus boys. They say, you see, what they're doing is not the problem. But we got to make sure we stop them from using the name. Because they know it's a threat. What am I trying to tell you? Why are you going through life and let people hate on you? And let people be mean? And when you have the greatest weapon on earth, the name of Jesus. Because of time, I got to rush and tell you, Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, it puts it this way. It says, whatever you do. Did you all hear what I said? Some people only use Jesus when they come to church. That's why they're still beating up. But the Bible says, make sure you can read. I'll tell you where it is. I'll give you a handout. I'll put it on the screen. Very soon, I'll be making it fly all over the congregation. So, whatever it will take for the people of God to be reminded of the word of God. The Bible says, whatever you do. That just came to me. Maybe I can get a drone and put scripture and just fly it all around. They say, whatever you do in words and in deeds, do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me conclude by saying the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6. It says, for unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. His name shall be called what? I got to hold. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Check this out. This is where we lose as children of God. It didn't say you must know. It says the name must be called. Touch somebody next to you and say, call him. That's the best advice you ever give to anybody today. Tell him again, call him. In other words, It doesn't work automatically. Have you ever seen somebody who have a loaded gun? He got a gun. The gun is loaded. But until you pull the trigger, one of the things, let me give you a little secret about my leadership style. See, my deacons already know this about me, and the deaconesses too. I'll go to meeting and sit down, and see, I don't know nothing. I've been listening and gathering information. I'll talk to the expert, the financial, the CFO, and COO. I listen to all of them. I listen to sound advice, the deacons and the deaconesses. Pastor, this way. Pastor, that way. Pastor, let's go that way. But at the end of the day, I'm watching for time to pull the trigger. A leader is no leader if you cannot pull the trigger. What makes you a leader is that God has given you an invisible gun. Ah. It is so easy to raise your children. Are you listening to me? You are a leader in your own house. Somebody ought to pull the trigger that everybody knows. Once you say, this is it, that's it. The problem in our homes, the problem in our churches, the problem in our businesses, the problem in our nation is everybody just dancing around singing Kumbaya. Nobody will make a decision. The name of Jesus is not going to work automatically. You got the authority. You got the privilege to use the name. But until you call him, tell your neighbor again, say, call him.
Call him.
Hallelujah. Call him. Romans chapter 10, verse 13 say, whosoever shall call on the name shall be saved. You can't just say, I knew about it. You can't just say, well, my pastor told me about it. Your pastor is not going to be everywhere. You're going to learn to call on the name of Jesus. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3 say, call on me, and I will answer, and I will show you great and mighty things that you cannot even fathom with your small mind. But you got to call him. You got to call him. Somebody shall call him. The only name that will make the demons back off is the name of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 says, the government shall be upon his shoulder. What government are we talking about? I'm glad you are. USA government. Yes. Must bow at the name of Jesus. Russian government. Yes. Must bow at the name of Jesus. Chinese government, Indian government, any government must bow. That's why you never see me walk before any government intimidated. City government, no, not this man of God. Parish government, state government, national government. Your God is a consuming fire. Lift up your hands, oh ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting door. The King of glory shall come. Who is the King? You better get a clue, baby. Jesus. Mary's baby. Thank you, Holy Ghost. His name shall be called Wonderful. And we shall have time to dwell on him. Because we don't understand. See, one of the privileges I have being your pastor is that English is my second language. So I don't speak English like you do. I don't read English like you do. Every word matters. Because I have to learn it letter by letter word by word. We misused the word wonderful. We see each other and say, baby, you look wonderful. Really? My fellow Americans. Oh, then we send each other out and say, have a wonderful day. Oh, we just came from Smoky Mountain. Say, how was the trip? Oh, we had a wonderful time. But the Bible say, his name shall be called wonderful. If you really want to know who is wonderful, you better check with Jesus. That's why the songwriter say, he's a wonder in my soul. You got to, don't just use word carelessly. The only wonder in your life is Jesus Christ. The Bible say, not only is he wonderful, he said he's a mighty God. They said he's a counselor. I don't know about you, every now and then I'm confused. Every now and then I don't know what I'm going to do. I find myself at a crossroad. But oh, thank you, Jesus. So glad I had me a counselor. Somebody I can talk to. I came to Jesus just like I was. I was weary. I was wounded. I was sad. But oh, I found me a resting place. Now he clothed me in my right mind. Now he fixed my heart, my broken heart, my wounded spirit. He fixed it. He's a counselor. He's a mighty God. The day you ever discover that your God is not a Mickey Mouse God, that's the last day you let anybody walk over you. So, you see, I came from Africa. Some people have God that don't talk. They have mouth, but they can't speak. Some people have a God, they have eyes, but they can't see. But oh, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. The question this morning is, when are you going to discover who your God is? The Bible says your God is wonderful. The Bible says your God, ladies and gentlemen, is a counselor. Today I decree and declare there shall be no dementia in this house. You will grow clothed in your right mind. Open your mouth, shout amen. Amen. You serve a mighty God. Let him help you. Let him fix it. Let him bless you. The Bible said he's our everlasting Father. You know what that means to be an everlasting Father? That means he don't flip-flop. I'm so sick of folks in Washington now. They say one thing today, they do another one tomorrow. It just drives me to the wall. But oh, our God is everlasting. Are you listening to me? The Bible says, Hebrews chapter 8, verse 13, he's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He will always be the same. If he tell you yesterday, he will say the same thing today. If he did it before, I hear my choir say he can do it again. Did he heal people before? Yes, he can heal right now. Did he bless people before? Yes, he can bless you right now. Did he make a way for somebody before? Yes, he can make a way for you. Did he take care of somebody's children? Our everlasting Father. Constant. He said, I'm the Lord thy God. I don't change. you children of men are not consumed. I got to stop. The Bible said, I don't write the book. It said he's the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. You know, I'm not stupid. You know, I went to school. The Lord hooked you all up. You don't have ignorama for pastor. I speak the King's English. But you see, I know we have UN, United Nations, and I know they met in New York, they met in Switzerland, they have all these peace conference. But I tell you something, there will never be peace until the Prince of Peace is at the head of the table. I don't know who I'm talking to in government, city government, parish government, state government, national government. By the way, I found out they're watching Kunte way out there watching. There will never be peace until the Prince of Peace is at the head of the table. And let me tell you, you think you have a problem, you ain't got no problem. What you need is Jesus in your house, Jesus in your family, Jesus in your marriage, Jesus in your business, Jesus in your church. He is the Prince of Peace. I got to stop. Everybody stand to your feet. We want to bind and rebuke every forces that is messing with God's people. And we will do so in the name of Jesus. I met one woman this morning. She really tickled me. Some of our members, they're visiting our sister church. So sometimes I take you behind the scene. That's the kind of pastor. We're trying to set up a professional nursery for women and their children. So they go to a sister church to study. I gave them permission to do that. But this woman told me, Pastor, I don't mean to be disobedient. I got to hear the word from you this morning before I go anywhere. I need a word for my situation. Maybe you have come today needing a word from God. I don't know your situation, but God knows. The only question this morning is that are you going to have the humility to take your burden to the Lord and leave it there? See, find your way to the altar. You are the one that God sent me to. I am on an assignment. I wanted to continue to teach about faith because, I'm comfortable teaching about faith because that's my neck of the wood. But God said, go remind my people about this thing called access code, access to the throne of grace, access to the Heavenly Father, access to your God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name, Lord. Before we take the communion, we just want to believe God for one another. I want you to believe God for me. This thing called Jesus is not just a name. Somebody had a baby during the Hurricane Harvey. And she named her baby Harvey. Harvey Rodriguez. I looked at her. I said, bless your heart. That's a name. But there is a name that is above every name. Silver and gold I don't have for this community. But such as I have, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus. I pray this morning every burden in your life, every burden in my life be removed in the name of Jesus. Every yoke be destroyed today in the name of Jesus. Everything the devil call a mountain, anything in the way of your destiny, anything in the way of your progress, anything in the way of your success, today in the name of Jesus, we crush it in the name of Jesus Christ. Today we'll put out every false fire in our life, false fire on our job, false fire in our churches, false fire in our business, false fire in our finances. In the name of Jesus, we put out that fire right now. Let the fire be Holy Ghost. The real fire. God's fire. Holy Ghost consuming fire. Let it start to burn alive in our home. Come alive in our marriage. Come alive in our churches. Father, we put everybody before the altar. Your word said, cast all your cares, not some of your cares, all your cares upon him. You said, oh God, you care for us. We receive that anointing right now. The Bible says Jesus was anointed beyond measure. Father, we tap into the anointing of God and we invoke the power, the authority in the name of Jesus. We come against every sickness. We come against every disease. We come against every division. We come against every stronghold in our life, in our home, in the life of our children, on our job, in our finances. Father, I thank you. Thank you for good health. Thank you that we are healthy. Thank you that we are wealthy. Thank you that you're working it out right now. Our struggling days are over. No more delays in the name of Jesus. We cover ourselves. We bathe ourselves. We soak ourselves in the blood of Jesus. And we invoke the power and authority in the name of Jesus. And we say yes and amen. Yes and amen to our progress. Yes and amen to our healing. Yes and amen to our breakthrough. Yes and amen to our miracle. In the name of Jesus. It is so. In Jesus' name. Open your mouth, shout amen.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do when they find that it's true?
In month 8 of the I Commit to Pray campaign, the Voice of the Martyrs is praying persecuted Christians are able to rejoice in their suffering. Acts chapter 5 describes how the jealous Sadducees had the apostles arrested because they had been healing the sick and drawing great crowds. The apostles were flogged and ordered not to speak of Jesus in public. Upon their release, they celebrated. Not because of their freedom, they rejoiced, verse 41 says, because God had counted them worthy to suffer disgrace for his name. For more on the I Commit to Pray campaign, go online to persecution.com.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria.